This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Health insurers have submitted plans for next year that could see coverage for Coloradans increase by as much as 28%. Governor Jared Polis says the budget recently passed by Congress is to blame.
They cut the tax credits for the exchange. They cut the support for health care. They added requirements. It's brutal what they did to health care in that bill.
Residents on the Western Slope could see their rates go up by as much as 38%. Polis says the state has limited means to help those affected by the increase.
If there's some way we can shave 5-6% off of it, that would be a huge win, but it still means that your rates are going up 22% because of this big bill in Congress. So I just want people to be ready. If we can make it better at all, we're certainly going to try.
You can hear more from the governor on topics including wildfires and immigration on today's Colorado Matters podcast on CPR.org. Colorado's congressional incumbents raised a lot of dough in the latest fundraising quarter, but it was a challenger who netted the most. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
That challenger is Eileen Laubacher, a retired Rear Admiral who's hoping to win the Democratic nomination to challenge Republican Lauren Boebert in the 4th District. Laubacher raised almost $2 million. That dwarfs Boebert's $137,000 second quarter haul. Republican Gabe Evans raised almost $840,000. He's defending a swing seat, while Jeff Hurd raised $762,000. Their fellow Republican in the House, Jeff Crank, had a lower fundraising quarter, pulling in $280,000. He was outraised by one of his Democratic challengers, Jessica Killen, who brought in almost three times that in a day. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And you are listening to CPR News and KRCC.